but there are now less than 2,000 living here, and they're becoming rarer all the time.
Before European settlers arrived, much of the coast here was covered in forest, and a lot of that was jungle just like this. This is a vibrant ecosystem in its own right. It's full of reptiles and birds, as you can hear all around me. But today, things have changed significantly. Much of the coastline that abuts the Great Barrier Reef, 80% of it in fact, has been cleared for agriculture, and much of that has been totally cleared for sugarcane. Obviously, this has a dramatic impact on the terrestrial environment, but it also has a significant effect on the reef itself.
And it's not only crops. Cattle ranches, fish farms, 6 large coastal cities, and many holiday resorts along the coast all have an impact on the reef system. Without the natural vegetation controlling the movement of water and the sediment it carries, heavy rain now washes millions of tons of silt, often laced with damaging fertilizers and pesticides, straight into the lagoon. Sediment plumes can be so extensive, they sometimes spread all the way to the outer reef. In the seagrass meadows, the fine silt shrouds the light-dependent plants, and fertilizers feed algal blooms that choke the life from them. When the meadows die, the turtles, dugongs, and baby fish that depend on them die too. Near the shore, the water can be so murky that less light reaches the corals, so most fringing reefs have also disappeared.